This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 94. Taking IELTS and not going to university?
In today's episode, you'll find out why you might want to consider taking the IELTS exam, even if you're not going to university, to get on the right path for your career and your life. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good. Excellent. Yeah. It's not in the 90s. So that's good.
It's not in the 90s. I'm glad to hear that. I know, because we're in early August. It's the hottest time of year here in Boston. And we had some hot days back in July. So I don't know. I mean, it's summertime. What are you going to do, right?
I know. I'm a fall person. That's my favorite season.
Yeah. Well, it's coming up. So you have something to look forward to.
Yeah. There you go.
So Jessica, today we had an interesting question from one of our awesome listeners, and he wanted to know whether or not it made sense to take the IELTS as a kind of personal goal, just to put on the CV, to put on the resume, to have that score. He wasn't sure if he was going to be enrolling in any academic program or not immigrating, but just as setting a personal goal and working towards
totally.
It, right?
No, I love that idea. When I taught IELTS test prep, some of my favorite students were students that were not actually taking the tests. Like, because they,
oh, is that right?
Yeah. They were so just, they were motivated, like the internal motivation, right? They just wanted to, succeed for themselves and to show themselves that they could improve their English. And they were usually already like at least intermediate, but probably upper intermediate students. And this was just a way for them to create a goal for themselves and to create a study plan for themselves, you know, to like have something to work for. So I love that idea, that internal motivation, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And this particular student was thinking about, okay, it would be something to add to my LinkedIn profile, first of all, which is great, right? And possibly attracting the attention of some American or European companies, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So
that, like, that external motivation obviously works also. So if you want to grab that better job or to impress this other, you know, interviewer or, you know, whatever board is looking at your CV, then yeah, for sure. IELTS is great. I think I would prefer putting IELTS on my CV over TOEFL because it's going to be recognized by more people around the world. IELTS is a more international test than TOEFL is. Just according, you know, to like how many people take it worldwide, IELTS is definitely has higher numbers. So it's going to be recognized more. If you have a good score on IELTS, people know that this is a difficult test. Everybody knows this is a difficult test. If you're an employer and you want an employee who speaks English, you would much prefer someone who scored well on IELTS than on like TOEIC, for example.
Oh, okay. Well, how is TOEIC different? Just real quick.
Yeah. So, TOEIC is just for the workplace. Okay. It's not an academic test. And honestly, it's pretty easy. You know, there are some higher level questions towards the end of each section, but for the most part, guys, TOEIC it's a general English test, okay? IELTS is academic English. It's much higher level. The tasks you have to write about are harder and speak about, it's, you know, more impressive. If your employer wants someone who speaks English, then they're going to look for a more impressive score.
Right. So it might be a way to stand above everyone else when you're in that interview. You are showing them your English skills, and then you can go and point to your resume and say, oh, also, I've taken the IELTS exam. This was my score. And so, you know, it just kind of offers that double proof of your ability to speak English well in the business space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it shows personal motivation too, right? To like choose the more difficult test and study for it and do well. Like that shows that you can control your time and you're a self-motivated person that can work hard. So I think that just having that proof there is good also.
Yeah. And those are the kind of students that we love, right? We like self-motivated students who set their own goals. I mean, I think there's something really awesome. It's a big part of life for me is setting this goal, right? I mean, I like to do long hikes. I like to do long trips. Like this idea of you set something, you set a goal to work towards maybe over weeks, over months, mm-hmm. and then you accomplish it. And, you know, there's no better feeling in the world.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You know, especially with stuff like exercise or any personal improvements that you want to make. If you have an idea of what you're reaching for, you know, then, well, it's easier to organize your time because you know what to do. If you just have this like general idea of, oh, I'm going to speak English better or I am going to get in shape, like how do you accomplish those things? Right. So
that's interesting.
Like my next, you know, fitness goal is a triathlon. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know. I still can't, you know, like walk super well, let alone like run. So to have that goal to be like, okay, this month I'm going to work on the bike. Next month I'm going to start road running. You know what I mean? Like, it's a ready-made plan. So same with your English, guys. Like if you are not sure how to improve, but you do want to improve your English for yourself, employers, travel, whatever, then IELTS is great because it's like clearly defined into four sections, you know? And like our study plan on our course, like today I'm going to work on my listening, the general ability, the testing ability. Tomorrow I'm going to work on my reading comprehension skills, etc. So it's a great way to organize your time.
When you know the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher, all you have to do is follow the instructions and do the work. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN to get our free IELTS cheat sheet. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Yeah, it gives you that structure that you just don't have. As you said, Jessica, if you just go out and you say, oh, I want to improve my English, that's so broad.
Sure you get students to say that all the time, like especially on your other podcasts, like that
all
right
the
to
time.
How can I improve my English? I'm like, well, I don't know what level you are, first of all. And second of all, what do you like to do? I don't know.
It's way too broad. It's way too broad. So, but the only thing that I would caution against here is, you know, sometimes when I set a personal goal, I feel really good when I wake up Monday morning and I get started with my goal. But then the following Monday or the Wednesday after, the Friday after, I start to drop off. So the only risk that I could see here, Jessica, is if we don't have that score that we need for that engineering degree or that medical degree, if we don't have a gate to walk through, right? Mm-hmm. Then we may not put enough pressure on ourselves. We may not take it seriously enough, right? And if
that's
we're going
true,
to invest in a course, for example, like our course or another course, we really need to be prepared to take it seriously. So how can we make sure that even if it's just a personal goal, we're taking it as seriously as we would if we had to get into an academic institution?
Yeah, well, I think to keep your end goal in mind is really important. I used to think this was kind of cheesy, the idea of like a vision board, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I love vision boards.
Yeah,
of course, I have one right here.
I am so not surprised. I knew that would be one of your tools. I knew it. But like when, you know, in my younger, more carefree days, I'm like, oh God, that's so...
You rolled your eyes.
Totally, totally. But now like I really see the benefit of... So yeah, okay, Lindsay, you know more about this than I do. So please explain, what is a vision board?
Well, we talk about on this show and on the other show about the importance of envisioning, not just taking a vision board, but also writing out what you want your ideal day to look like, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, if you want to improve your English and use your English in the business space and maybe get that job, you could actually write out an ideal day having you in that job.
Oh,
and the IELTS is the way to get to that job potentially, right? But my only concern with this is that it's not directly linked. We don't know for sure that getting that score is going to get us that job. So we might get a little bit sidetracked more easily. But yeah, you know, vision boards. Yeah.
Perhaps like split it up into different goals. So like at the top of the board, it could be like your statement about the job that you're going to have, or, you know, mm-hmm. like a goal like that, or the university you're going to get into. But what if we sort of separate this into four different goals? Like think about like a goal for listening. Like I want to go to a movie in English, or I want to go to the theater in the West End of London and understand every word they're saying, you know, and then you could have like a picture of a famous actress, or, you know, a picture of like a really beautiful theater. And then, you know, for reading, I want to be able to read, this classic novel or this bestseller or something like that.
Yeah.
Perhaps like split it up and maybe not like words, but pictures, you know, like find pictures of the internet that show you this, like the beauty of your goal. And it's something that you can look at every day. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like the visual aspect to it, right? And I mean, I think beyond that, once we've got our vision board done and we've decided that we want to take that IELTS exam, it's really about taking our goal seriously and believing in our goal. Right. I think that might be another challenge in life, is that sometimes we set these goals and we're wholeheartedly in it. Like we want to achieve it. But at some point along the line, we lose confidence that we can achieve that goal. We get sidetracked.
You know, I think if you not only invest your time, but if you invest a little bit of your own hard-earned money, I think that honestly, you know what I mean? Like it's all well and good to, you know, say that I'm going to study English on my own every day, and I'm going to read the newspaper, and I'm going to do this. And, but if you know that you've spent money on like a course, or, you know, paid a tutor or something, then you're much more likely to follow through, because you're like, I can't waste my money. So maybe think about, you know, investing that way. So not only your time and thoughts, but also your money. Like find a good course.
I think that's huge. We have an expression in English, put your money where your mouth is, right? Stop talking and put some money behind it. Put some skin in the game. I like it.
Oh my God. We have so many idioms for like spending money on stuff.
Before we wrap up, I have one specific question about this type of plan, Jessica. Hmm. So if our listener, this listener, for example, or another listener who's maybe just getting excited about IELTS from listening to our podcast and thinking about taking it, would they want to take the general exam or the academic exam?
Oh, goodness. You know, I think the general would be fine because it's a little bit easier, and it still is a valid score. You know what I mean? And it still is difficult. It's not as hard as the academic, but then you're more likely to get a better grade, right? And if you're not planning on going to university, you know what? Right. Honestly, you guys, like, you don't have to say it's the general on your CV. Just say IELTS 6.5. You don't have to say academic or general.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah. It's just the IELTS exam. Hey, you passed the IELTS exam. You got a 7 or higher, and you did it, and you have those English skills. Yeah, exactly. I actually think this is a really good idea. And I'm glad we covered this topic today, Jessica, because I have a feeling we have a few listeners that are thinking about taking the exam, but they're just not sure if it's the right move. And we recommend it.
I think
it's a good way to structure your studies. And if you're a smart student, you will structure your studies, you'll invest in your success, and you'll move forward and move on into your career.
Yeah, you'll have a reason to sort of push past whatever plateau you're on, you know? You'll have a reason to find motivation, and who knows, like, what's going to happen because of this. Like, sometimes, like, I'll start working on something, or I'll start working on a project without really knowing what the end goal is. It's just something I'm excited about, and it could lead you into an entirely different path in your life. You know, you could end up somewhere that's much better than what you're even dreaming of. Like, you don't know, like, just go for it. Start working towards a higher goal, and who knows what's going to be waiting for you.
That's right. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Who knows, you know, what employers are typing the keyword IELTS into LinkedIn, right? As our student has suggested.
Totally.
I mean, I think that's fantastic. I love it. I'm feeling motivated now.
Me
too. This is great.
I'm going to go make a vision board. I'm super excited about that idea now.
Really? I'm going to make a vision board, but in the form of a movie. It's going to be amazing. Like, take it to the next level, right? After you make your vision board, make a movie vision board.
Oh my God. That sounds awesome. I'm going to do that too.
All right, let's wrap it up for today. This has been great.
Thanks, Lizzie. Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.